from APM in New York. I'm David Brancaccio. The business of American health is valued by some at about $3 trillion. Today, a report from PricewaterhouseCoopers finds that about half of the Fortune 50, companies that previously had nothing to do with healthcare, are getting into the game, Marketplace's David Gura reports.
With the Affordable Care Act, more Americans have health insurance, and that's not all.
The money is starting to move differently.
Cece Connolly wrote the report. She's the head of the Health Research Institute at PricewaterhouseCoopers.
More and more of us are having to spend our own dollars and make our own health care decisions.
And that has created new opportunities for all kinds of businesses.
These are retailers, technology companies, telecom, and even automakers.
Now, what if you could take a strep test at home or use your smartphone to diagnose an ear infection? The report highlights Ford's work on a system that would help drivers with chronic conditions. Zach Cooper is a health policy professor at Yale, and he says we're living in an age when access to data and access to information means we're not as reliant on experts.
These sorts of pushes towards more consumer-directed healthcare might be a good thing.
Especially, Cooper says, if it keeps patients out of the high-cost, high-intensity healthcare system. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.